From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Protest in Turkey after a Kurdish rights activist is killed. A prominent Kurdish lawyer and rights activist was shot in the head and killed in a street shootout in Turkey's troubled southeast Saturday, much of the event captured on camera and broadcast around the world. The pro-Kurdish HDP party called the killing of Tahir Elci a planned assassination and urged people to protest. Prime Minister Davutoğlu said it was unclear whether Elci was caught in crossfire or assassinated. It was hours later when police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse hundreds of people marching in Istanbul to protest against the killing. The marchers chanted shoulder to shoulder against fascism and Tahir Elci is immortal. Witnesses say Elci was shot by a single bullet after speaking to media in Diyarbakir, the largest city in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, where he was president of the local bar association. A policeman was also killed in an ensuing exchange of gunfire. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday voiced regret over Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. It was the first expression of regret by the strongman leader since Tuesday's incident in which a Turkish F-16 jet shot down the Russian jet on grounds that it had violated Turkey's airspace despite repeated warnings to change course. It was the first time in half a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane and drew a harsh response from Moscow. Just in from the Associated Press, word that Vladimir Putin ordered sanctions against Turkey, including a ban on some goods.